What's up, Oos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Welcome back in hour number three of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you on this Friday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Streaming live on Periscope, on YouTube, and on Twitch as well. Joe Rex Road flexing for the camera, having a lot of fun. I wish Teron Davenport could see this right now. With that in mind, let's go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in our good friend Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter and host of Talking with TD. TD, what's going on, man? How are we doing?
Hey, what's going on? Good morning, man. It's cool to know you guys got the streaming option. That's pretty dope.
Yeah, it is really dope, and it's probably good for you that you just didn't see what Joe Rexrode was doing, flexing for the camera. It was not a pretty sight to behold.
I just watched myself. Man, I got it. That was just ridiculous. I'm sorry to all the viewers.
That's right. Randy Macho Man Savage.
That's
style.
Right.
That's right. Or George Animal Steel.
That's right. Either one.
One of my favorites.
Just legendary Joe Rexrode over here. TD, obviously a lot to get to today. Let's start with bringing in Bud Dupree and Danico Autry on that defensive front for the Tennessee Titans. What did you think of those moves? What did you think of the contracts that those two signed and how John Robinson, the Titans, handled addressing the pass rush so far in free agency?
Well, I think they were both really good moves. It clearly shows that they are committed to getting better as far as getting after the quarterback and just being disruptive. But I think lost in all that is just the quality of run defense, too. You know, Bud Dupree is one of the best run defenders in the game. It's tough the way, you know, he is able to set that edge or even just be disruptive and knife in there and get tackles for a loss. That's something that he does that's underrated, right? So I think those were good moves. The contracts, like I said, they showed that it's a dedication to getting better on defense. It's really interesting how they went and made those moves that day, you know, the first day of the negotiating period. And I think really we just have to, you know, just see how this recovery for Bud Dupree goes. I don't know that it's right for people to expect him to be ultra explosive and disruptive right from the start. I think that's going to be a gradual buildup.
No way. 5 sacks first week or it's a bust, TD. I'm calling it right now.
Well, you know how it goes.
Yes, yes. Okay, so the whole picture, TD, of everything we've seen from the Titans, signing, cutting, not re-signing, what's the most surprising thing to you?
The most surprising thing to me is just the, I guess the, it seems like they're relying on the draft to add playmakers on offense. I think that's the thing that's surprising. I thought for sure they would get one of the low tier, well, not even low tier, second tier receivers, you know, which are Shard Higgins, Keelan Cole, those types, Kendrick Bourne, you know, but now here we are this late into free agency and nothing has been done on the receiver side of things. So that's why if you look at my timeline, you'll see a whole bunch of clips of Rashad Bateman posted because he's almost become like one of the gold star prospects for them to take a look at.
Yeah, he certainly has, and you know, maybe having to draft a couple of receivers in the draft coming up as well. Like, how do you go about handling the draft now, especially in the first round, TD, just based on what we know at this point? Because Joe and I have, I mean, until you sign Bud Dupree and Danico Autry, we've operated under the assumption that maybe you're going edge in the first round or maybe you're going on the defensive line, but now you need some help at tight end, you need some help at cornerback, and certainly at wide receiver as well. With all things being equal and knowing what we know at this moment about this roster, which position would you lean in the first round if you're the Titans?
Yeah, well, fortunately for the Titans, one of the options that you mentioned are kind of off the table, and that's tight end, at least in the first round. So unless, you know, a Laremy Tunsil-like fall for Kyle Pitts happens and they move up to get him, which we know is not likely. So for me, I think it does come down to receiver, corner, and outside linebacker, defensive end, that type of player. And really what you have to be careful of is not overdrafting and not getting the 10th rated receiver over the 3rd rated defensive end, you know, or that type of situation. You just watch the board. If you're going to stay put at 22, you let a good player fall down to you, because these quarterbacks are going to get overdrafted and pushed up the board. So that's going to push a really good player down to 22. So I think they'll have a good option as far as guys that are in those three positions of need. I do say this. Eric Stokes is a guy that's kind of pushing up the board. I don't know that I would take him in the first round. He's a guy I could see them possibly overdrafting at 22, but it's going to be interesting just watching how everything plays out.
So TD and I were in a text thread yesterday with some other folks who cover the Titans, and just all of us gushing about Kendall Lamb. I mean, I'm so, like, first of all, you know, let's hope everything gets back to normal. We get into the locker room. You actually have conversations with people. He's great from a media perspective. He was really impressive just talking about his career, blocking for Nick Chubb versus Derrick Henry. I mean, all that stuff. But on the field, TD, I don't totally understand that move. What is your – how do you perceive that? Do you look at it like – Lamb is just, they just want Lamb to be the starter instead of Kelly? You think they're going to draft relatively high at that spot? Is like the emergence of Quessenberry last year part of the equation here? Like, what did you think when it happened? What do you think now?
Yeah, I think all of those are factors. When they released Dennis Kelly, I was really confused by that. I thought that he had solidified himself as a pretty good starter at right tackle for them. And He did a lot for that team. You know, Jack Conklin moving on, that loss was really cushioned by Kelly being able to come in and play some really good football, right? He and Nate Davis on that right side, man, they were really good. So seeing him get released, you know, it was surprising. I thought he was an extension candidate. But I think, you know, you have to factor in signing Tyson Brelo too. That's a move that's going to, you know, give them another guy to compete for that starting right tackle spot. I would expect them to draft a tackle as well. I don't know about in the first round, but, you know, the good thing is there are other rounds in the draft, and you have options to get a prospect later that could help, probably not immediately, but, you know, down the line.
ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter and host of Talking with TD, Teron Davenport, our guest, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And TD, obviously, I mean, we were talking to you last week and having the conversation here on the show about the big three in free agency for the Titans of Corey Davis, Jonnu Smith, and Jayon Brown. And at least Joe and I felt like of those three, probably Jayon Brown was the least likely to return, and yet here he is coming back into the fold with the Titans. What do you think of how it's played out for all three of those guys, with Corey Davis ending up in New York, Jonnu Smith signing the big deal with the Patriots, and how big is it for the Titans to get Jayon Brown back in the fold?
Yeah, I think it's big to get him back because, you know, this is a team that was working to get that defense right, and he's probably been one of the most consistent defenders, you know, over the last 3 years. And he was a guy, Green Dot, he's the one that calls the plays, you know, so that's something to definitely consider when looking at him coming back. I was really surprised, you know, when I saw the Matt Milano deal. I thought for sure that Jayon Brown was gone because I feel he's every bit as good of a player as Milano. But the Titans were fortunate. Got the 1 year up to $5.5 million deal. I think that was really good for them. Jonnu Smith and Corey Davis, you know, I think Jonnu, he's going to the perfect situation for him. They're going to rely on him in the red zone, and he just single-handedly makes their red zone offense better. They like versatile players, so I'm curious how Josh McDaniels is going to be able to work with him. We're looking forward to that. And Corey Davis, you know, to the Jets, I just want to see who his quarterback's going to be. Sam Darnold, you know, if I was a receiver, I wouldn't be too happy with that one. You know, he can put the ball out there, but I think there's too many turnovers and there's too many question marks with him, you know. And then if they get Zach Wilson, that would be interesting because that guy really could throw the ball down the field with the best of them. So I want to see how that works out. They added some other receivers as well. So I think they'll be in a good place, but it's just, you know, he went to a rebuild situation, which kind of surprised me.
TD, Wesley Woodyard was on Darren Donovan Chase the other day, said some really interesting things here and elsewhere about Mike Vrabel, Dean Pease, you know, the way things went down in the playoffs. What did you make of what he said?
Yeah, there's a lot to make of it. You know, I thought it was interesting what he said. I you know, he spoke what he felt is the truth. And, you know, I could see some of the things that he's saying as far as the whole idea of the players wanting to have an opportunity to kind of police themselves. You know, Coach Vrabel has done that to an extent, you know, but we don't know everything that's going on behind those closed doors. So I think just getting that perspective from him and having him speak on that was good. I just wonder where everything falls, because he was, you know, very abrasive with his comments. And then, you know, there have been things that have been said, you know, that I've heard that were kind of on the other end of the spectrum as far as a little bit softer, but still along the same lines. So it was just good that, you know, you guys were able to get his perspective and just, you know, inside, this is what's going on. I think that was good, and it was a great get by the station.
ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, host of Talking with TD, Teron Davenport, has been our guest here on Robbie and Retro. TD, great stuff as always, my man. Appreciate you taking some time this morning to join us.
Yeah, for sure. Appreciate you guys. Take it easy.
Absolutely. You as well. When we come back, we'll react to a little bit of what TD had to say there and take your thoughts on the Titans and free agency as well. 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025 on our phone and text lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. We'll do that next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 1025 The Game.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.